Coventry, after which time I started my own business and worked for myself for a few years. Now, through that period, as an awful lot of students will do, I drank an awful lot, I did a lot of stupid things, I didn't go to church, I wasn't a Christian, and spent a huge amount of money. In fact, I would insist on having the latest albums and the latest DVDs and spend an awful lot of money on clothes and going out and so on. And to the point where I would often put this to the back burner though and just kind of think, okay, well, when I'm earning, I'll be able to pay this stuff off. And so stacked up a huge amount of debt, personal debt, through university. And not only that, but when I started working after that time, I moved down to Milton Keynes and moved into a nice little flat on my own, which was great, and spent a lot of money on furniture and just thinking to myself, you know what, I'll be able to pay this off at some point. And credit cards were incredibly easy to get hold of, and so much so that I thought, okay, I'll get my first one maxed out fairly soon, and I had to have a huge dental bill, and my car needed some things doing to it, and to the point of where I knew that I was thousands of pounds in debt. Now, I didn't really want to think about this, and through that period, I actually became a Christian. Somebody had invited me along to an Alpha course. I found God. That's not the reason I'm standing here, although I'd love to share about that as well at some stage, but changed my life incredibly. And that was in 2004. The end of 2004, I became a Christian. But the debt that I was now in, I couldn't pay off. I was at the point now where I had so many credit cards and a personal loan that every month I was only just keeping the debt in the same place by paying off the interest. And the important bit, I guess, at this stage is to know that there was an incredible fear over my life. I felt so ashamed about the life that I had been living, about what I had been doing, about the irresponsibility that I'd shown through that period. You know, I'm a Christian. You know, how can I have all this baggage behind me? And so I just put my head in the sand. I didn't really want to deal with it.
Well, that's a lot of money. So given the circumstances that you were in and the fact that your life had taken quite a dramatic change in becoming a Christian, what happened next?
Well, my life was completely different. God had broken in and done some incredible things. And but the debt issue came up in a meeting very similar to this. It was one of the first ones that we did. And I was stood up from the crowd, and someone from the front started to prophesy over me, started to speak words from God into my life. And I just, in particular, it was a good friend of mine called John. He didn't know, as no one did at the time, anything about the debt issue, but he started to prophesy and said that God wanted to speak over me a number of things. He said he wanted to speak over to me a blessing in relationships, a blessing in material possessions, a blessing in the discovery of my calling, and a blessing in finance. Now, the very quick upshot is that not only was I in a terrible mess when it came to my finances, but I also had just come off the back of leading an Alpha course, which I felt really out of my depth in. So I felt, is this the right, thing for me? Do I really know my calling? I just started seeing Philippa. That was very early days. And but there were other major fractures in some of my family, whereby there were certain people in my family who I wasn't speaking to. We'd had major disruptions. So the prophecy, to be honest, didn't make any sense to me. And I was kind of like, okay, look, I'm weighing that and ditching it. Because the truth is, it doesn't mean anything. I can't see a way out of the issues that I'm in. And so I just figured, look, he may have got it wrong. But then 2 months later, a guy called Phil Wilfew. Now, this was a Leaders Weekend away. He didn't know me at all. And he came over to me and he began to prophesy. And he said that God wanted to remove the pressure of debt over my life. He wanted to break the chains that were binding me. And God was going to give me the wisdom to be able to get out of this debt. Now, just to give you an idea of the time frame, this was in the March of last year, March 2007. Okay. And so a couple of months later, again, having completely ignored that second prophecy, thinking, you know what, I can't, this is too big, I can't deal with it. A couple of months later, I decided, right, I'm going to have to bite the bullet. This has been holding on to me for too long. So I found somebody that I thought I could trust, and I went actually to Simon Holly, and I sat down with him, and I told him the sorry tale of how much of a mess that I had made of the last 8 years by this point. And he had encouraged me to speak to my small group, go and share with them. And both Simon and my small group, they prayed for me. They didn't give me a check, but they prayed for me. And they had suggested a couple of things, but all of a sudden, the back of the shame was broken. The fear and the not being able to speak to about anyone, to anyone, was broken. Now, so what did I do? I got before God, and I made a little bit of paper. It's one of the things that I do when I really want to pray hard. And I stuck it onto my desk next to me. So every time I looked at the computer, in theory, it would be there. And on this bit of paper were my things about, okay, how am I going to get out of this? And I said, okay, what does God say about it? And I wrote down the prophetic words that I'd been given. And I wrote down a figure out of my air, and I just didn't think it was possible. I wrote down the 1st of the 1st, 2008, to be clear of personal debt. And how was I going to do this? By keeping on top of where I am, to log in incoming outgoings, to bring together the debt and so on. And I basically suggested that I was going to be constantly in prayer and fasting for this issue. Now, at the time then, what I did was I put together a list of everything that I had. I had my overdraft, I had the money I owed to individuals, I had the 5 credit cards and the loan, as well as my business accounts, because I work for myself, and had all those things, and for the first time I saw the true extent of the hole that I was in, which, drumroll, stood at £9,682.84 in debt. That's a huge amount of money. And I just realized how big the problem was.
Wow. So, having faced with all of that, what happened next then?
Well, so that was in the June of last year, 13 months ago. And I spent time praying initially, and then I kind of forgot, and it kind of just stayed up on my desk there, and every now and then I'd remember, and please, Lord, help me with this. But what I did do is every Thursday morning, specifically on a Thursday, I thought, I'm going to give myself half an hour when I'm going to go through exactly where I am. I'm going to work out where my loan is. I'm going to work out where my credit cards are, work out where my overdraft is, and then I'm going to work out and see a total at the bottom. And so I just built this into my schedule. And through the next 6 months, I just received the most incredible blessing from God. Time and time again. Not that there was a huge check planted on my door that cleared the lot, but little by little, I was able to chip into this mammoth task. Now, through that period, there were some completely freak things that happened. In the clients that I had that I was knew that they were going to leave, decided, hey, they wanted to renew. Not only did they want to renew, but they wanted me to do extra work. I had people completely out of the blue phoning me and saying, hey, you know what? I know you build websites. Can you build me a website? But the thing is, can I pay for it now for the next 2 years because I've got this budget to spend? It was bizarre. And so time after time, God just blessed me. And, things happened. And it came to the point of Christmas in 2007. And I had been up in Nottingham, and I came back to Bedford in time for the new year. And despite the fact that it wasn't on a Thursday, it was actually a Tuesday, the 1st of the January, I sat down on my computer and thought, hey, it's a new year. I'm just going to work out and see where I am. And for the first time in 9 years, I was in the black. And the fascinating thing about it is that had I have gone through my accounts the day before, I would have still been in the red. And it was only at that point when I looked up at my bit of paper and saw that I'd put the 1st of January 2008 to be free from personal debt. And somehow, and I kid you not, the numbers don't add up. Somehow, I had cleared all of the debt that I had had there in the space of 6 months. Not only that, but I'd done all the normal things. I didn't feel like I had been sort of skimping and so on. And through that period, just to tie into John's prophecy as well, some of the relationships in my family had been brought together and been reconciled. I was now engaged to my girlfriend. And somehow God had removed this massive weight of debt from me in an incredible period of time.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty amazing, Steve. And I know that for For many people, debt is a real issue, and it affects many of us in lots of different ways. And I just wonder, just as a final thought, really, what were the main things that really, that for you coming out of that period, that you've learned, that you felt like God has sort of shown you through all that experience?
Yeah, there are three things when kind of praying about this and giving thanks for this that kind of come out to me that I just want to share and encourage you guys in. The first of which is the shame and the fear and the hold over you that burying something like this can have. And actually, in finding somebody that you can trust, and it's the same in lots of different areas, but finding someone that you can trust and being open and honest with them, all of a sudden there's a weight lifted. And actually, God uses that. And actually, in my circumstance, it was an incredible relief when I actually, you know, gritted my teeth and went through the whole sorry tale. The second thing, and it's a little bit more broad perhaps for those of you who have been around the church for a little while, it may be that people have spoken prophetic words over you in the same way as they did me. Now, 9 months might not be a long time. So some people may be holding on to prophetic words they were given a long time ago. It could be a number of years. And actually, you may have disregarded them, pushed them to one side, and actually said, you know, maybe that's not for me, I can't have been. But actually, God is faithful. And, you know, in my circumstance, certainly when I was given these words, when I disregarded them initially, hey, you know what, God was in charge, and he had a far bigger plan than I did in disregarding them. And the third thing, and, you know, on the back of all these, I'd love to have the opportunity to pray with anybody. I know I'm sure we will afterwards. But the third thing is just resting in God's provision as well. You know, it may not always come as we expect it to or as we would like it to. But God loves us desperately. And, you know, certainly I can testify that God is good and that he has provided for me in so many different ways.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Can we just thank Steve for sharing with us?